These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending June 21st, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Google has fixed an issue with its Nest cameras that failed to disconnect Wink access to Nest cams when the cameras were deregistered from Nest. A user on the Wink Facebook group discovered they could still access their old Nest cams through Wink even though they had sold them and deregistered them. Wirecutter then verified the issue for the Nest cam indoor. Wink was part of the Works with Nest system, which Google plans to discontinue. The UK's age check rules, meant to stop people under the age of 18 from seeing pornographic content, were supposed to go into effect in April. They were then delayed to July 15th, and they have now been delayed again. UK Culture Secretary Jeremy Wright said the UK failed to inform the European Union about certain aspects of the rules. The notification process could take up to 6 months. The UK was due to leave the European Union March 29th, but that has also been delayed twice, and now has a deadline of October 31st. Mozilla released version 67.0.3 of the Firefox browser to patch a critical vulnerability being exploited in the wild. Google Project Zero and Coinbase Security discovered the vulnerability in array.pop when manipulating JavaScript objects. It could allow for remote code execution and be used for cross-site scripting attacks. All Firefox users should update their browser. Google launched a Chrome extension called Suspicious Site Reporter. The extensions look for suspicious qualities and turn orange if it detects them. If you agree that the site is questionable, you can click a Send Report button, which sends Google a screenshot, the URL, and site HTML. Facebook unveiled Libra on Tuesday, a cryptocurrency-based financial system that it's been developing for more than a year. 27 partners are also on board, like MasterCard and Uber, and Facebook hopes to launch Libra next year with 100 partners. David Marcus, head of Facebook's blockchain technology research and former PayPal president, said in an interview that it feels like it is time for a better system. This is something that could be a profound change for the entire world. The Libra digital token will be directly backed by a basket of government currencies and securities to keep it from fluctuating in value. Facebook also announced Calibra, a new subsidiary that will build financial services and software on top of the Libra blockchain and work as a cryptocurrency wallet within WhatsApp, Messenger, and Instagram, as well as Facebook itself. Calibra will become a member of the nonprofit Libra Association and have equal voting power along with the other 27 partners. The New York Times reports that the United States Cyber Command has stepped up digital incursions into Russia's power grid, according to interviews with current and former government officials. According to sources, the U.S. has implanted reconnaissance probes into the control systems of the Russian power grid since at least 2012. Under broader powers granted to the USCC by Congress and presidential memoranda, the agency is authorized to take more aggressive action without the need for direct presidential approval. The move is reportedly a response to Russian interference in the presidential elections and as a deterrent to any interference in the 2020 election. There's no evidence that cyber attacks by the U.S. or Russia have shut off the power grid in either country. Finally, Samsung's U.S. support account tweeted that Samsung TV owners should run the built-in virus scanner every few weeks to prevent malicious software attacks on your TV. The tweet, which included an instructional video, has now been deleted. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.